Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A great sense of confidence to know that my fellow Americans include people like Sheriff Denny Pyman, who we just interviewed there in that last segment, people like Sheriff Mack, people like Rand Paul, people like Alex Jones. We are blessed to live in a nation where we have the sense of ethics and morality and sense of history and the context of the bigger picture with which we can rise up in resistance to tyranny, hopefully peacefully, and restore the republic so that innocent lives can be saved, so that bloodshed can be avoided, so that we can move forward as a nation of justice, of innovation, of progress, real progress for humankind, not the selfish greed progress of an elite few, which is what we're battling against today. But I feel proud to be an American. And I've lived all over the world. I've lived outside the country. I speak a couple of different languages. I've lived in places where guns were illegal for citizens to own. And I've seen what happens there. And it is a tyranny. It is oppression. It's a nightmare. And do not give up your guns, America. You do not want to live as disarmed slaves to a 1984-style Orwellian government that demands your obedience. You do not want to be in that situation. All right. We're into the third hour, by the way, and thank you for continuing with us. I know today has been a pretty heavy day, pretty serious, a lot going on. We have more news coming up still ahead. And John Rappaport will be joining us in a few minutes for an update on the psychiatric police state. And in the few minutes that we have in this segment, I'd like to continue with your calls, and then we'll get into news in the next segment. So, callers that have been holding, let's go to Stephen in Pennsylvania with comments on the Second Amendment. Stephen, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, folks. I was hoping to talk to the sheriff and ask him what his definition of is a gun a firearm. And that's where I think the solution lies, in that the laws that were passed were regulating firearms. And if you look back to the original law, the definition of a firearm is a rifle under 18 inches in length, barrel or 16 inches barrel length, or a shotgun, smooth bore that will fire a smooth bore rifle that will fire shotgun type ammunition under 18 inches in length. And they were able to pass that law, according to my understanding, was back in 1934, when these gangsters were going into banks and robbing banks, and they could hide a short shotgun under their trench coat or whatever. A long shotgun over 18 inches was very difficult.
Sure. So you're thinking they might be playing word games with us here and, you know, doing like a hoax ban on firearms, but it doesn't technically apply? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying explicitly, firearm is only a smooth bore rifle under 18 inches in length. Anything 18 inches or over, as long as it has micro grooving in it,
rifling.
All pistols are not firearms. Not one single pistol that has rifling in it is not a firearm. Not one single rifle over 16 inches barrel length is not considered a firearm. None of them are.
Well, that's a very interesting angle there, Stephen. I'm glad you brought that up. I guess we'd have to get to some attorneys to help parse the language to see if there's any legitimacy to that. But, you know, I'll take my 1-in-8 twist barrel any day over a smooth barrel, right? So I'm glad we have rifling. Otherwise, we would not have range, right? We would not have stable ballistics in flight. So thank you for your call. That's a good point. We got to go to a quick break. And straight ahead, as we return here on the Alex Jones Show, we'll continue with your calls and additional news and one more guest coming up also at the bottom of this hour. So stay with us. We'll be right back. And don't forget to visit InfoWars.com for today's breaking news. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com and a frequent contributor to InfoWars. I guess I'm the unofficial crew member here is the way my role has been described. I'm going to blow through a bunch of news here for you, give you some headlines just as quickly as possible, and then we're going to go to John Rappaport, who has an update with us on the psychiatric police state and also what I'm calling the era of thought crimes now being a reality as psychiatrists are given Judge Dredd type of authority to strip citizens of their constitutional rights. So that's coming up. But here we go. Here are the stories for today. Rapper Lupe Fiasco thrown off stage during pre-inauguration event after anti-Obama rant. You see, you can't have an opinion anymore if it's against the state. Obama averages 49% approval rating in the first term. Some of the lowest approval ratings that we've seen in history, except for perhaps Jimmy Carter. CBS News, political director, Obama must destroy the Republican Party. You see, it's all about destroying the opposition, not about helping America. It's not about doing what's right. It's not about making America a great nation. It's about destroying the Republican Party and disarming your guns at the same time, because, of course, that's one of the big goals out there. Remember, he gave us a phone, and he's going to do more. All right, Condoleezza Rice joins CBS News as a contributor. There we go. Go from government you know, gun-grabbing government right into the media. You'll fit right in, Condoleezza. The Weekly Standard, inaugural ball ticket prices slashed by 50%. They just couldn't fill the chairs at the Nazi-style Führer inauguration, kinging of the emperor with no clothes event that we saw earlier this morning. A significantly smaller inaugural crowd expected. That's old news now since that already happened. Biden says he's proud to be president. Yeah, and we're proud to have a person with his level of sanity in the White House. Yes, we are. Public inauguration just for show cost taxpayers $100 million. Check it out. Is this a record, guys, or what? We're just blowing through this news. This has got to be a record. I tell you, keep score. We'll have a scoreboard back here. How much news can we get through? Establishment media announces the second coming of Obama. Oh, the Christ, the King, the Obama. Heil! Heil Obama! Barack Obama, the Lance Armstrong of politics. The federal government now requires that we ask you the following personal questions. This is from Zero Hedge. And this is... Whoa, what is this? If we fail to ask these questions, we are subject to a fine. I'm sorry, I don't understand the context of this. This is Obamacare prying into our personal lives even more. This is the danger of getting into the news stack. You never know what's in there. It's kind of like Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. News is like a box of randomness. Obama, I did it. As he was sworn in, his daughter says, "Good job, Daddy." The president responded, "I did it because it's all about him." Yes. No dignity, no philosophy, no history, no principle, no ethics. All about Obama. He gave us a phone. He's going to do more. Tony Cartolucci on PrisonPlanet.com, the greatest way to dishonor Martin Luther King is to compare him with U.S. President Barack Obama. I couldn't agree more. Martin Luther King, a man of substance, a man of principle, a man who actually stood for the people versus Barack Obama, a deceiver, a lying person, someone who knowingly fabricates things, says he won't pass the NDAA and then does, says he's trying to help Americans and then he destroys the American economy, destroys jobs. Come on, there's no comparison. And by the way, I hope you know that that's proof that it's never about skin color around here. It's about principle. As Alex Jones says, if there was a black president who protected the Bill of Rights, we would love that guy. We would all love that guy. Where is that guy? We got to find that guy. Wouldn't that be great? To quote Jamie Foxx, how great is that to find a black president that supports the Bill of Rights? How great is that? That's what we need. But we haven't found one yet. In fact, we haven't found a white president that supports the Bill of Rights. What am I talking about? That would be great, too. That's Ron Paul. You know? How great would that be to have Ron Paul in? All right, continuing. And by the way, John Rappaport will be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. I think I'm finally starting to have fun here today. I was kind of down in the first couple of hours. Not down, but serious, you know? I usually come in here more jovial, joking around, more flippant. Sorry to use those big words for those of you who are public school educated like I was. Only the homeschoolers will understand that. I don't have to look it up. All right, I'm just joking. Don't take it all too seriously, folks. Americans not in labor force has increased 8.3 million more Americans jobless under Obama. Thank you. And he's going to do more. Flu season fuels debate over paid sick time laws in New York. They're trying to pass laws that would mandate companies to pay for employees to stay home sick. That way, they're saying, well, they wouldn't come to work sick and spread the flu. Hey, why don't you just give out vitamin D at work? It's like a couple cents a day. Why don't you just give them some vitamin D, and then they won't miss work, and they won't get the flu, and they don't even need the vaccine shot. But no, that just makes too much sense for America today. Another battle over taxes in the Washington Post. The economic collapse says the sovereign debt bubble will continue to expand, bang, until the system explodes. That's the big elephant in the room that people aren't talking about. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. This system is coming down real soon. The global debt collapse domino effect system leading to, isn't this probably why they're trying to take our guns? Because they know they're going to have to declare martial law in the economic collapse. That's what's going on. I mean, that's at least a reasonable assessment of what's going on. A couple more headlines here. Nevada legislator Brooks arrested, accused of threatening assembly leader. Why? Okay, whatever. California's Hispanic population to outnumber whites by the end of 2013. Hey, why don't we have a Hispanic president that supports the Bill of Rights? That would be awesome, too. That would be great. I don't care what skin color you are. If you support the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you're my hero. That's all there is to it. You can be Asian. You can be Hispanic. You can be Norwegian, as far as I'm concerned. You come here, you become a citizen, you qualify correctly, not with fake documents now. Can't have all those layers in your birth certificate. You become president, you support the Constitution, you're my hero. That's it. That's all there is to it. CIA drone strikes will get passed in the counterterrorism playbook, officials say. Yeah, because the rules don't apply to the unmanned drone strikes that are blowing up little children. You want to end violence against children? Stop shooting them with missiles. Just a little bit of logic for those who don't yet get it. Fan fight outside Georgia Dome leaves one injured. I think he got stabbed in the neck. Guess you got a man necks. There's no end. There's no end to it. He gets punched in the face. You got a banned fists, right? Or banned knives. TSA toys with the surfs at Lou Rockwell blog, saying it's retiring some of its porno scanners, naked body scanners from the airports. But as we talked about earlier, that is a hoax because of being replaced by millimeter wave scanners, just another way to irradiate your body. So that is the blow-through news cycle. I hope we covered some territory for you there. Now joining us by Skype is John Rappaport with an update on the psychiatric police state in America. Let me give you a bit of background on that. The article that I wrote on this is that psychiatrists are now given Judge Dredd authority to strip citizens of their constitutional rights just because they say so. So John Rappaport wrote one of the first articles on this about the psychiatric police state in New York. And now joining us is Mr. Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. John, any new developments in this realm of thought crimes in America?
Well, the thought crime aspect is the big one, Mike, that you pointed out in your article. To me, it's all an extension of all of the surveillance that's been building up over the last 10, 15 years. You know, we've got the drones, we can spy on you, you've got smart appliances in the home that can tell where you are, what you're doing. We've got intercepts on all emails, phone calls, purchases. We've got everybody under surveillance in America. The only thing that was missing was, what are you thinking? That was the last piece of the puzzle.
Well, yeah.
Now, that piece is being put into place because the psychiatrists are now the new high-priced predator drones of thought.
Psychiatric drones. But, the real thing about this, though, if you think about it, is that now they can set up a catch-22 where if you believe in the Constitution, you're mentally ill. If you think you need to own a gun, there's something wrong with you. So now just the mere expression of wanting to exercise the rights and freedoms that you should have under a republic gets you diagnosed with a mental illness. Classic
yeah.
catch-22.
Totally. You're totally trapped as a patient, although why you would want to see a psychiatrist in the first place is beyond me. But
John, they're going to mandate it. That's the thing. I mean, right now we can say no, but soon they're going to mandate it.
Well, they're definitely going to try, and it's going to be part of Obamacare, and that is, there are going to be many more occasions, let's put it this way, where they will be able to order you to a court-ordered psychiatrist for any reason they want to. And then once you're there, according to the New York State law that's just been passed, if the psychiatrist feels that you represent a potential harm to yourself or to others, he has to report you to law enforcement. At which point, if you have a gun, they come to your house and they take it. Whatever weapons they take. And, of course, you can't buy another weapon.
But the point is, who hasn't ever had some kind of thought, not an action, but a thought, a moment, a fleeting moment of anger, ideation of violence against some other person or some organization, you know, your boss at work, whatever.
I'm getting to because the psychiatrist is in charge of making that assessment.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody's had some kind of fleeting thought. That doesn't make you criminal.
Saying he just does the threat.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back after this, continuing with John Rappaport and the psychiatric police state in America. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back with all that and more calls straight ahead.
And in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another.
Okay, yeah, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for continuing with us. It's been an interesting show already, and there's more yet ahead for us here. Broadcasting from Austin, Texas, this is Mike Adams sitting in for Alex Jones today. Alex comes back sometime today, and he'll be here running the show and running his show tomorrow, so I'll be listening in. That's the one thing that I don't like about hosting the show is I don't get to hear Alex do the show. I mean, I actually like to hear other people's thoughts on these things, and And Alex is great at understanding the historical context and the angles that you don't normally think of right away. So I always like his analysis. I'm sure he's got it. I'm surprised he hasn't called in, guys. he must be out of cell phone range because he often calls in with some additional comments. In any case, we've got John Rappaport with us right now from NoMoreFakeNews.com with comments on the psychiatric police state in America. So, John, it looks like psychiatrists who were actually part of the problem and their drugs, the drugging of children, they're perhaps the largest contributing source to the problem. Now they're going to be put in control and given more power in reaction to the very problem they caused, the school shootings.
Yeah, they're totally off the hook now. Nobody is going to take up the question in the official media of all these drugs that cause people to kill other people, like Prozac and Zoloft and so forth. That's all going to go by the wayside completely. But let me run down what was going to happen in the office. You see, the psychiatrist is sitting there. The patient comes in. Psychiatrist says, so what's the problem? And the patient begins to talk. And the psychiatrist is going to inject at some point and say, well, what about your fantasies? Have you ever had thoughts of, say, getting revenge? Well, yeah, sure. Against whom? Well, what thoughts did you have? Well, I wanted to destroy, I had a dream once about destroying the school where I went, you know, when I was 9 years old. I see. Now, right. At this point, you see, you're done. Because the psychiatrist can now file a report saying, potentially a harm to others, is talking about blowing up things. And so we need to see if this guy has a gun. And all of a sudden, this guy gets a visit at his house and says, what are you talking about? I was talking about a dream I had when I was 9 years old. We don't care about that. Get out of the way. We're going to search the house, and you're on the list, and ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It's now, as you wrote, a thought crime, and this is how the psychiatrist brings it out of a person. You could do it. I could do it. Anybody on the street could do it. You just engage in a little chit-chat and say, have you ever had any, you know, thoughts about violence? I mean, we all have, certainly. Well, sure. I once wanted to blow up the planet. I remember we were drunk at a party and we were talking. And all of a sudden, you're done. You're a thought criminal. And no more rights.
Yeah, that is exactly what it is coming to, John Rappaport. And, you know, the problem with this is that, these kids... Most of the school shooters, right, they have been bullied as children. I mean, in many of the cases, they were bullied, and they go back to the school to take revenge on those who bullied them, powered by the psychiatric drugs that the psychiatrist has given them. So in their minds, they do have an anger, they do have a revenge, but that alone is not enough to trigger the trigger. It's got to be the drugs that separate them from reality that really makes it go over, that takes it beyond the realm of ideation or imagination into the realm of taking action. And at that point, the shooters feel like they're in a dream state or a video game. They don't feel like it's real. So that's what the drugs do. But, you know, yeah, go ahead.
This has been pointed out, a conversation that I had some years ago with Dr. Peter Bragan, who is the conscience of psychiatry, that not only do these drugs, like the SSRI antidepressants and other psychiatric drugs, even like Ritalin or Adderall, push kids over the edge into actual homicide, but they can also stimulate, as he told me, grandiose plans for destruction. So it isn't just immediate impulse. This is, let's get to the blueprint, the drawing board. Let's paint the scenario here. Let's work up the whole scene on how we're going to do this. These drugs also promote that kind of behavior in kids that, yeah, they feel angry, but ordinarily would do nothing, absolutely nothing.
Maybe Eric Holder is on these drugs. You know, maybe the people in Washington who are plotting, conspiring to overthrow the Bill of Rights and disarm the American people, maybe they're on these drugs. I think a lot of them must be.
You bet. And why don't we know? Let's have a list. What drugs, God forbid the list is going to be incredibly long, is Joe Biden on? What lists are all
there? What drug is Joe Biden not on? Are you kidding me, man? That dude's so far gone. You mean President Biden?
All the people in the House of Representatives and the Senate, what drugs are they on? What prescription drugs? What drugs?
Hey, we gotta go to break, John. Sorry to cut you off. We gotta go to break. But good questions. What drugs are our elected political leaders on? Because a lot of them are smoking crack, I think. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, it completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood.
You gotta wonder, when has the government ever proposed that a solution to any problem could be solved by having less government? Never. Never. The solution is never less government. The solution is never more individual freedom, less intrusion in your lives. And now, in the wake of the Sandy Hook shooting, about which there are many, many questions, including questions about possible multiple shooters, we have the government proposing new solutions, always involving taking more power away from you and putting it into the hands of the very people who are causing the very problems under which we are all suffering. And in this case, it's the psychiatrist, and John Rappaport joins us, continuing. He's the creator of NoMoreFakeNews.com. And to lead off this section, and we will take some calls, too, in this section, in this segment. John, here's what I want to hit you with right now. It used to be that psychiatrists and psychologists were, at least, they were advocates of the patient, or at least they pretended to be. You know, they were in your corner. They're on your team. They're trying to help you solve your problems with confidentiality. You know, you can tell me anything. Tell me what's wrong. You tell me your greatest fears, your fantasies, your challenges. We'll help you solve it. That's been the marketing line of psychiatry and psychology. Now, it's different. We're snitches for Obama. We're snitches for the government. Whatever you tell us in private conversations, we're going to fill out a report and send it to the feds. And they're going to use that to take away your rights. Now, they are the secret police. The psychiatrists are secret police snitches for the unconstitutionally operated federal government. Am I wrong about that, or is that what it's come to?
It's absolutely right. And the American Psychiatric Association has just issued a statement applauding the whole move toward greater gun control. So they're patting themselves on the back because they're saying, yeah, we like this snitch role that we're in now. We think it's a good idea. And even the psychiatrists who are less insane than the other psychiatrists, think about what they're going to go through. They're sitting there with a patient who says to them, you know, I'm very angry at my father. I mean, that's a statement that a psychiatrist heard, you know, maybe 100,000 times in his career. But all of a sudden, this guy is going to stop and think, what happens if I don't report this patient?
Exactly.
And then later, he goes out and he kills his father.
That's exactly it. They're going to report every little thing.
Then the
to cover themselves.
I'm done, so I'm going to report everybody and everything that I possibly can.
So, essentially, the only thing you can say to a psychiatrist now is, oh, life is great, everything's wonderful, everything's fine, peachy, no problem. And if you're going to say that, why go to a psychiatrist?
I just want one of those little drugs that you've got. I mean, I feel great, but I think I could feel a little better, and I've read about Prozac. Maybe you could, write me a script. That's all they want to say, and the psychiatrist actually thinks that's great.
Well, of course, yeah, they're getting the kickbacks and everything.
Dispensing drugs. And if they can shrink an appointment down from a half hour to 10 minutes, they're going to run more people through every day. Yeah, you're right. Nobody's going to want to say anything.
But oh, now,
sure, fine, no problem.
But the bigger point here is that we have ignored, the nation has ignored the problem. What causes the outbursts of violence that result in fatalities of innocent children? Psychiatric drugs. A culture of violent movies and video games perhaps plays a role, but definitely psychiatric drugs. So Obama didn't mention psychiatric drugs in any of his 23 executive orders. Psychiatrists are given more power. By any account, we're going to have more school shootings because we're going to have more psychiatrists giving out more drugs to people who refuse to address the real issues they're having because they don't want to tell the truth now because the psychiatrist is going to snitch on them.
No question about it. There are going to be more of these killings and murders because more of the drugs that cause the killings and murders are going to be dispensed. But here's another factor that shows you where Obama's head is really at. If he really wanted to end gun violence in America, he would stand up at the podium and he'd say, look at this map, folks. This shows you where the gun violence is taking place in America, where the people are being killed in greatest numbers, and who's committing the crimes. Gangs, for example, cities. These are the facts. We have to face them because my motivation as your president is to end gun violence, and therefore this becomes our new mission. Did he do anything faintly, vaguely resembling that? Of course not, because it's not gun violence that he wants to end. It's gun ownership that he wants to end.
Good point, yeah. And also, your approach is logical. You know, you want to look at the causes of the thing you're trying to stop. But you got to understand, and I know you understand this, but I'm speaking to the listeners, Washington doesn't want logic. They want an invocation of an irrational, emotional, knee-jerk response that doesn't stand up in any kind of actual critical thinking. They just want you to react. And the reaction is blame an inanimate object, blame a gun, refuse to look at the psych drugs that altered the mind, that pulled the trigger, that shot the child. It's like you're asking people to think. And in America today, that's too much, apparently, at least on the radical left. You can't ask them to think. They're not supposed to think. They're supposed to react. They're supposed to leap to conclusions. And they're supposed to worship their king, Obama, who's going to do more.
And it's all for the children. Keep that in mind.
Well, of course, yeah. High-fiving the kids.
Even though these drugs that are going to be dispensed in greater numbers than ever, the psychiatric drugs that cause violence and murder, are going to result in more children being murdered. That's not part of the argument. That's not something we should think about. That's too logical. We can't approach that. What we just have to keep saying is it's all for the Sandy Hook children. That's why we're taking everybody's guns. It's totally irrelevant. Doesn't make any sense. But that's the emotion of the moment.
Well, yeah.
And move people.
Look at Obama's logic. He said, if we can save one child's life, then I think he said something like, we owe it to ourselves to try. What he means is, any cost in society is worth reducing one death. Well, by that logic, we should ban all swimming pools, ban all trampolines, ban all automobiles. In fact, you should ban being born. Which,
yeah,
I guess they do with all their abortions, but they should ban childbirth because that can result in a child dying. So therefore, ban childbirth. That's Obama's logic.
Ban thought. Ban all thought, because obviously thought precedes action, and some actions result in harm. So let's have a drug that the psychiatrist can give us that will stop people from thinking altogether. And then that will be the final solution. We just have zombies around the landscape and everything is wonderful.
Yeah, what are some of these drugs called, guys? Throughout sci-fi movies, there have been lots of different names, and fiction also, different names for these drugs that quote, normalize the range of human emotions and thought. I like the movie The Island with Ewan McGregor. That's a great film to review right now because of the medical police state that we're under. And I believe they were all on drugs there in that movie as well, and given a false reality to tell them a fairy tale so that they wouldn't resist. And that's what we're seeing right now with Sandy Hook. Also, speaking of that, John, I want to take a call from Robert in Georgia, who apparently has comments on Sandy Hook and the Second Amendment. So, Robert in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Awesome. Thank you very much for taking the call. And I've got a lot on my heart. The sloppiness, I mean, I thought I was livid about 9/11. And here you have Sandy Hook, and not one person down there, not one child died. I've been researching it.
What?
It is. Anybody died down there? If you continue looking at the research and how they've done all that, nobody's died. They're actors. I'm not kidding you. They are actors down there, and this is the worst one I've seen.
Wait a minute. So just let me stop you for a second. So I just want to make sure I understand your position. So you're saying that there no children died at all in Sandy Hook?
No, sir. I've been on this for hours on end, and them people were actors. And you can go down there. We need to get a phone number going down there to Connecticut and Sandy Hook and start calling them police officers.
Well, I want to say I agree that there are a lot of questions about Sandy Hook, and John, I want your comments on this as well. They haven't shown the video footage, for example. I'm convinced that there was no AR-15 used in the shooting whatsoever. I haven't perhaps investigated as much as you have, caller, but I'm very skeptical of the idea that nobody died there. But it's a good question to raise. We should always ask questions. So, John, what are your thoughts on that scenario that the caller is explaining?
Well, I just wrote an article about this morning, but, you know, these people have unearthed tremendously interesting video clips of interviews with survivors at Sandy Hook.
And it looked like actors, some of them. I've seen that, yeah.
You place on it, yeah, that's under question. But there's no question that what we're looking at here are people who have been, in one way or another, programmed out of being able to feel genuine human emotion in the midst of a horrendous tragedy.
Well, let me go back to the caller, because, Robert, what in your mind is the best evidence that exists today that, as you say, no one was killed there?
Okay, Robbie Parker, and for one, when the news channel does it, they use your proper name, Robert. My name's Robert. My family used to call me Robbie. For them to call this fella Robbie Parker and not use his real name, and he's laughing and cutting up, and then if you haven't seen it yet.
I've seen it.
Yeah, and it's said in all of the interviews, there is no remorse. And one thing here I wanted to really stress is that truth is not threatened by a lie, but a lie is threatened by the truth. And I hope that they're just getting so sloppy on this that it's going to be exposed. People, if I was living about 9/11, this is literally sick. And I was in surgery that day. That morning on the 14th, I was fixing to go into surgery, and it started all happening. And I could tell it right from there. Things were really bad.
Well, I wish I lived in that area so I could ask people I know. I mean, caller, in one sense, you're right that we can never really know what is theater. Could they stage something like that with all actors? Theoretically, possibly, but it seems like there must be real people out there who lost real children, or maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm still being suckered in. John, your thoughts. I mean, how do you know what's true? That's the bottom line.
Well, this is the point, because everything comes through television.
Right. How do we know?
There are only certain people that are going to be interviewed. For example, anybody, any parent who is outraged, angry about the investigation, who wants to get to the bottom of it, who is close to being actually catatonic because they have lost a child, who is really killed, who is incredibly angry at the press for trying to approach them for an interview in the wake of the death of their children. None of these people are going to be interviewed on television. You're not going to see that. And so
Right. What
we see is this section of people that are appropriate for the scenario that's being created by the major media that is independent of what actually happened there in Sandy Hook. And so we get this entirely insane picture of who these people in Sandy Hook are.
Well, and plus we've got all the tie-ins with actual fiction theater, you know, the Batman movie, the Sandy Hook on the map with the strike zone circled right around it. It actually looks like the school on the map. In Batman, I'm not saying, okay, maybe it could be coincidence, but you get enough of these and it starts to become very suspicious. And that's where I am on this, folks, is asking questions. I haven't reached all the conclusions or anything, but asking intelligent questions is what we're supposed to do. Members of the press are supposed to ask questions, but we've got CNN and others just shoving ideas down your mind without asking any questions. That's what I have trouble with.
There's a difference between a staged event that actually happens, you know, people are killed, but the perpetrator is not the person that is blamed by law enforcement and the media. That's a whole scenario that I've explored in depth, that Lanza was not actually the shooter, he was the patsy. Then you have the idea that nothing happened at all, that the whole thing was a gigantic hoax and nobody died, for which I would see personally no real motive. If people would go that far in staging an event, they would have no compunction about actually killing people,
right. Children,
adults, whatever.
Well, it's like I think Larry Pratt said this, that they would stage Fast and Furious, they would stage anything. But, for example, in the Gabrielle Giffords shooting in Arizona, I was able to actually make a phone call to a close personal friend of Gabby. And to verify sort of what went on, I actually was a distant friend of Gabby. She was a wonderful woman, by the way, just a wonderful representative for the people there. Even though she was in the Democratic Party, she was just a very wonderful person. And so I'm convinced that, you know, that shooting took place. There's no question about it. The question is what caused that shooting. But in Sandy Hook, we don't have one well-known person that we can call and confirm. I mean, there are way too many questions that we can't confirm, and I personally don't know anybody in that area to confirm it. Maybe, I don't know, maybe somebody can call in, and the phone lines are open, 1-800-259-9231, if you've got proof one way or the other on Sandy Hook. How about that? Let's put that out there, and we'll jump to your calls first. Fair enough? Sound good, John?
Sure.
All right, because I know you want to get to the bottom of this, too, but...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I've looked into Robbie Parker to the degree that there are articles about him in Utah newspapers like the Deseret News, that he once... His family is from there, that he had a family, that this guy is not just some actor that they brought in from, the sky to portray somebody that doesn't exist at all.
Right.
So, you know, got to think about this. If you had a group of 15 or 20 or 50 or 75 actors that were brought in to stage a complete hoax, don't you think that somebody out there in the world who actually knows one of these people and said, hey, you see that guy who's supposed to be a fireman or a cop or a parent? That's Marty. Don't you remember Marty? We went to school together. Hey, I got to put up a YouTube about Marty. This is ridiculous. Don't you think that would have proliferated by now? Unless somebody is going to say, no, these 100 people were, kidnapped 50 years ago or 20 years ago, and they were raised in
They were raised in a psych ward. No, I suspect the real story here is kids were killed, but they were killed by multiple shooters who were put up to this, and that's why they killed Adam Lanza at the end so he couldn't talk. That's what I suspect, very similar to Aurora.
Mike, because I know you know a lot about guns. I mean, for a while there, and I still think they're saying that Lanza killed himself with a rifle.
Well, yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
Is that an easy thing to do, is to turn a rifle around on yourself?
Well, I mean, the other kids did it in the zero-day shooting. They did that right on camera in the school. They put the rifles on the butt stocks of the rifles on the ground vertically, and then they just put their chins over the rifles and or a shotgun in one case, I think, and pulled the trigger. So, yeah, the kids know how to do that. I mean, if they're violent like that, psychotic kids, they can do that.
Well, I agree with you. I think so far from everything that I've seen, this kid was a patsy, and there were professionals who did the job, and that opens the issue up completely to the whole aftermath, which is grab the guns.
Yeah, yeah, clearly. Whether it was real or staged, the issue is that it was a justification to take the guns, and that makes no sense. Now, I want to go to some more callers after this break that's coming up here. So, William and Cindy and Ken, stay on the line there. We'll get to you right after this break that is coming up shortly. And John Rappaport, of course, continues to join us from NoMoreFakeNews.com. What are we doing here? We're asking questions about Sandy Hook. And if asking questions is bad, then America is lost, okay? This is the job of the media. CNN should be asking questions instead of towing the party line, all right? The mainstream media should be asking questions instead of leaping to wrong conclusions. Let's ask questions and find out what really happened. A lot more straight ahead. Stay with us.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In regards to that last call, I think we have to be very cautious if we are to have any credibility whatsoever in questioning the official story on events like Sandy Hook. We've got to be careful. And that caller probably had good intention, and maybe he knows more about it than I do. I'm not sure. But we have to be careful not to leap one bridge too far, so to speak. Otherwise, we all get painted as complete loons. We have to ask good questions, look for what we can actually substantiate. Where is there video evidence? For example, with the AR-15 rifle not being used in the shooting, they haven't released any video footage. Why wouldn't they release video footage if the kid was carrying an AR-15 around shooting kids? They would love to release that footage. So we can say logically and rationally, as skeptical journalists, the fact that they haven't released that footage probably means they don't have it. That's a rational thing. But we got to be careful not to go too far. And there are also agents of disinfo out there that try to get us to go one step too far to make us look stupid. I'm not saying that was that caller. That caller sounds like he was informed in his research and was putting forth what he believes. But we just have to be cautious is all I'm saying. Let's go with what we actually have evidence for and not allow anyone to pull us one step too far down the road of things that didn't really necessarily happen. So John, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, can't we, there's a lot that we can actually, like on 9/11, there's so much evidence that Building 7 was taken down intentionally, not hit by an airplane and so on. On all these issues, there's a lot of evidence for us to stand with, right?
Huge amount of evidence. And I go back to something you said before the break. The reason that people think, oh, these are crazy questions is because they've been conditioned to the media that never asks these questions. Yeah. That should be asking the questions. I mean, what we're talking about here is what CNN and Fox and NBC, ABC, CBS should be doing all the time.
Yeah.
They should be saying, how did the kid get in the school? Okay? Which we want to know. We don't want just some little brush off here. I mean, you had a fairly heavy door there, didn't you? What kind of glass was there? Did he talk over video? They have a video system. He's not supposed to get in unless he identifies himself. He's wearing all these weapons and so forth. Somebody let him in. Let's dig into this. Let's not stop. Let's be relentless until we get the answers.
Well, right. Let's dig into this the way the media used to dig into Nixon during the Nixon administration and Washington Post.
You bet. Absolutely. You see? So now people say, well, the people that ask these kinds of questions are crazy. Why is that? Because people are hypnotized into believing everything the police says is true.
Oh, I know. That's the danger. That's the danger of where we are, is that you're considered crazy if you even behave like a responsible, intelligent journalist. I mean, journalism has become a joke in this nation because the people working for CNN, for example, refuse to ask real questions.
I heard a press conference 3 minutes outside, chief of police at Sandy Hook, and the reporters started asking questions about the guns. What was the gun found in the trunk again? Was it the Bushmaster? Was it the thing? Was it that? And was it two handguns that he had and so forth? And the police chief danced around that. The reporters were starting to zero in on the fact that there were contradictory stories. And then they all backed away like it was, hey, time for a picnic. Let's go to a picnic. Whatever the chief says, okay, forget about it. There was nothing left. It was all a travesty.
Crazy.
To go where? And then they stopped.
All right. Well, look, we're going to go into overdrive here today on a broadcast on the Alex Jones Show. And the callers, please stay on the line. I promise I'm going to go to you right after this roughly one-minute break. William, Stephen, and others, we are going to go to your calls after we come back, and we'll go into overdrive. And John, please stay with us. But for those of you who join us today, I thank you for joining us. Thank you for your support. Keep asking intelligent questions, okay? Right is on our side. We have the ethics. We have the morals. We have the Constitution. We will not be defeated. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.